All right, we're setting aside this time to engage in the repetitive observation of the Lord's table, as we are so commanded to do so by Jesus Christ Himself, as He told His disciples to keep on doing this in remembrance of Me. The Lord's table, communion, formally is known as the Eucharist. This means thanksgiving. It is a occasion for believers gathered together to concentrate, contemplate upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, His work on the cross as it pertains to our so great salvation. We are to do this in thankfulness as He has delivered us from the slave market of sin and provided for us all the benefits of God's glory and blessing that He so intended and originated the human race to begin with. The ritual itself is not efficacious. It does not save you, as some churches teach. It is symbolic. It has two elements associated with it, the bread and the cup, which are symbolic of the person of Jesus Christ with emphasis on His humanity and His work on the cross. Two actions obviously associated with the bread and the cup is eating and drinking. This is symbolic of the individual's faith in regards to his person as it pertains to both phase one and phase two faith, as obviously he is the object of faith that places us into union with him, providing for us with our so great salvation, but also the metaphor of Christ in you, representing the faith and the truth of Bible doctrine that is so designed for us to exploit in the blessings of eternal life that He so provides for us in that regards. And in that vein, obviously, that which qualifies us to observe this ritual is first and foremost, you've got to be a believer, or else it is a ritual without reality. And second of all, you must know the doctrine in regards to rebound, and that is to make sure that you're in fellowship, as Paul so warned all of us, that by partaking in the ritual out of fellowship, under the sin nature, you expose yourself to liability of divine discipline by God, as it does and rejects and dismisses the importance of Christ's work on the cross and His power over the sin nature in and of itself on the human race. So we will first look at the bread in regards to its symbolism. The bread that we hold here pictures the person of Christ, again with emphasis on His humanity. There are two characteristics associated with this particular bread that we have and use in the ritual. First and foremost, it's unleavened. Leaven in the Bible is symbolic of sin. That is unleavened symbolizes that Jesus Christ in His humanity had absolutely no sin. He was born without a sin nature. So He obviously is the fulfillment of the symbolic animal sacrifice that teaches this principle in the Old Testament, and that the animal had to be perfect without blemish or without defect. And Jesus Christ, in order to be the substitute for mankind in regards to taking on the judgment of sins of the world, He too had to be perfect and He had to be sinless. He had to possess the attribute of plus R as it so pertains to God's economy and judgment on the human race. The fact that it is broken recognizes that it was literally in His body that the sins were imputed to Him by the human race and judged in His body. As He was on the cross, the efficacious period that which has saved us for three solid hours, God was imputing every sin of every man and woman that would ever exist on this planet, every child born in regards to the human race in His body, and He suffered the penalty and wrath of God in that vein. And in that sense, He took on the severity of judgment physically that we otherwise are the ones guilty of. And He did this in our place and substitute by His own free will and His own omission in that regards. And on the same night that he was betrayed, he broke the bread. And having given thanks, he said, "This is my body which is given for you. Take, eat in remembrance of me." Father, again, thank you for our so great salvation. We ask that you continue to bless us as we continue to concentrate and contemplate the doctrine at hand before us concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. The second element of the ritual is the cup. The cup is largely misunderstood by many Christians, as the cup itself represents the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is in and of itself symbolic in that fact that it represents Jesus Christ's spiritual death while he was on the cross, and his body was enduring the wrath of God and pain in his body being broken up for judgment of sins of mankind. During that period of time, his sinless nature, he possessed a human spirit. He was born with a human spirit, which was plus R in and of itself. And during that period of time that he was enduring the wrath of God for our sins, he sacrificed and gave up his human spirit, and he died spiritually on the cross. And this was his value, a purchase for mankind to God, in placement of their unrighteousness, to free them from the slave market of sin, in the arena of our salvation, to place importance and value as men do on regards to those things in life, physically and otherwise. There is nothing more important of value than the plus R that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave for us, and that God in and of himself possesses. Jesus Christ went to the cross at 9 in the morning. He was there until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He was on the cross for 6 hours. The first 3 hours, he endured suffering by the hands of men. He underwent suffering just as any man would suffer by the Roman soldiers, etc., hanging on a cross, nailed to the tree as it was. This did not save us. It is when the earth turned dark at high noon, and God gave Jesus Christ his privacy, if you will, in this regards. And for the next 3 hours that the earth was dark, it is during that time that sin-bearing occurred in regards to Jesus Christ's work on the cross. Christ himself cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God had not forsaken him. It was language to inform the people around him that God had separated from his person because he was enduring the grossness in regards to coming sin on our behalf so that we could have salvation through his person. At the end of the 3 hours, he cried out, "It is finished." What is finished was his sin bearing. And as we know, shortly after that, he gave up his human spirit, which was returned to him by God upon the completion of his work on the cross, and his deity checked out his humanity. Less than 72 hours later, he is the only individual recorded in human history to have received a resurrection body, and this was in validation of his victory and work on the cross by God himself, that indeed salvation has occurred for mankind. It's simply now a matter of choice by man, as it always has been throughout history. And likewise, after they had eaten, he took the cup, and having given thanks, said, "This cup which is poured out for you is a new covenant in my blood. Drink from it, all of you." Father, thank you for the freedom that you've given to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to first and foremost to know your plan, and then to know it accurately, and then to be able to serve you in spite of the hold that Satan has on this world in regards to the physical conditions of mankind. We ask that God the Holy Spirit will continue to bless us as we exploit our so great salvation for our next segment of the Bible class in this vein. In Jesus' name, amen. And we'll go ahead and sing a song, which is the custom of the disciples after they observe the Lord's table. And Bill will give his usual announcements.